Hi, this is a dictation for Daniel Pettis, DanielPettis, date of birth 8/30/1985, date of service 10/20/2025, date of accident is 6/19/2024. Daniel Pettis is coming here for a follow-up evaluation. Her previous clinic had been closed, and she has been referred by her attorney to find a new doctor and continuation of the medical care. She was traveling as a rear passenger on the left side and was hit by a truck F-150 on the T-bone driver's side. The impact had caused the headaches without many symptoms or TBI except for loss of balance, but she started having pain syndromes affecting muscle spasm and pain in the upper back and lower back to the tune of 10, with pain in both shoulders to the tune of 9 and 8, and both knees to the tune of 10, and pain in the right foot. These symptoms today she is reporting are identical. The patient has pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 10. Both the shoulders, both knees are reported to be 10. ADLs are affected, 10. Pain in the right foot is also present as 10. 100% relief is reported by the patient when she takes all the medications and help. Please review the records for ADL, for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance plan. In physical examination, the blood pressure is 125/80, pulse is 91, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam will remain the same. From the new patient visit of 10/15/2025, dictation number 1020-005, all we need is a general review, musculoskeletal and musculature examination, and extremities examination. Thank you. Plan is to continue muscle relaxers, continue all the medication, which is Celebrex, 200 milligrams a day for anti-inflammatory effects, Flexeril, 10 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX, 20 milligrams twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil, 50 milligrams at night for sleep, GAD disorders, Wellbutrin XR for anxiety and panic and depression. Neurontin was provided for topical pain relief. I'm sorry, Neurontin was provided for the neuropathy pains. Lidocaine ointment was provided for topical pain relief. The patient is also provided with Percocet 7.5, 325 every 12 hours for 15 days for relief of pain. And patient will continue the physical therapy at her choice place, and her MRIs have been reviewed with her, and the patient has been informed that she has a bulging disc of L4, L5 with bilateral foramen stenosis, bilateral facet joint arthritis involving L4, L5, and L5-S1. Patient has, in the right knee, there is a degenerative spurring and non-visualization of the anterior cruciate ligament and a small knee joint fluid requiring intra-articular injection of the knee. In the left knee, patient has degenerative spurring with lateral tilt, lateral excursion to the patella, and osteochondritic erosion along the lateral facet of patella, small knee effusion, and the patient was informed about these findings. X-ray of the left hand was unremarkable. You'll be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.